This is Jay Sekulow, and we've got breaking news. A top DOJ official tied to the Russia dossier.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
New disclosures confirmed by top investigators on the House Intelligence Committee show that the link between Fusion GPS, the firm behind that anti-Trump dossier, and a top Justice Department official ran deeper than previously known.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Now Fox News has confirmed that Nellie Orr, an academic Russia expert and the wife of Bruce Orr, worked for Fusion GPS last year. Indeed, was paid by the opposition research firm through the summer and fall of 2016, a timeline that places her on the company payroll around the time the dossier was funneled to the FBI, and perhaps up through the election, some 2 weeks after which her husband met secretly with Glenn Simpson.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We've got breaking news. So a senior Department of Justice official who was demoted last week, Bruce Orr, for concealing his meetings with the men behind the anti-Trump dossier, the group with called Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, which was the firm responsible for the document. Well, guess what? That DOJ official, Bruce Orr's wife, worked for Fusion GPS, and she's an expert supposedly in Russia. So you've got a Department of Justice lawyer that is literally four offices down from Rod Rosenstein's, working without disclosing behind the scenes on the dossier, the salacious and unverified dossier. Those were the words of James Comey regarding the dossier on President Trump. That was out, worked on by Bruce Orr, who is a Department of Justice lawyer, high-ranking Department of Justice lawyer, Associate Deputy Attorney General, and his wife worked for the opposition research firm. When I was discussing this with reporters today, as they would read it back to me of to make sure you get the statement right, you realize you could not make this stuff up. But this is reality. So I issued a statement today that the Department of Justice and the FBI cannot ignore the multiple problems that have been created by these obvious conflicts of interest. These new revelations require the appointment of a special counsel to investigate. This is, I think, has to be, it's independent of what Bob Mueller does. This is just to focus in on this whole Fusion GPS, the 2016, what Lindsey Graham said, looking at all these issues that arose in 2016, which are out of the ordinary to say the least. But the fact of the matter is, and I think we've got to be crystal clear on this, this is inappropriate. Jeff Sessions has acknowledged that there's problems with this. Lindsey Graham is calling for it. So is the Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley. But I will tell you what I did this morning was I issued this statement to Axios and to a number of news outlets, and then NBC incorrectly states that I was calling, as the president's lawyer, I was calling for a special counsel to be appointed to investigate Bob Mueller, which I specifically said in my correspondence with NBC that it has nothing to do with Bob Mueller, and they're two completely separate issues, but they conflated it anyways, although they've issued a quasi-correction now. Yeah, go ahead.
I must say, I was surprised when I got the news alert because I saw your actual statement that you sent to me before it was even in the news, yep, and did not see in that statement a call for a special counsel to investigate Mueller, but instead a special counsel to investigate the conflicts of interest like Orr's and his wife at the Department of Justice and FBI. And I was shocked to see that you had also included a call for that special counsel to be investigated by a new special counsel, as NBC falsely reported. It is fake news. As you went through it, Dad, I mean, reporter after reporter,
I walked our staff through it this morning,
was told, don't say this. This is what it is. This is what it is. This is what it is. And they still reported the wrong news.
And Logan, of course, the guy that reports the tweet, gets the wrong tweet out, gets like 3,000 retweets, right?
Of course, yeah. Thousands of thousands. And the retweets, thousands. The corrections is about 100. 120.
No, say that again. I want everybody to hear that.
He did pin the tweet. That was nice. But 100. He didn't go back and delete the other one.
Right.
Because it was getting too much traction. You can't do that to your social media numbers. No, he went back and then he posted a sort of, not even retraction, more, hey, I just got off the phone. Which, yeah, if he had read anything before, then he would have had to.
The reporter told me he specifically told him, and yeah, that they got it wrong. But this is, you talk about fake news? There you have it. We've got a lot to talk about. Your reaction to the Fusion GPS lawyer, wife, working on the same issue. It's unreal. 1-800-684-3110. We'll take your calls when we come back. 800-684-3110.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation, the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
All right, so a senior Justice Department official demoted last week, Bruce Orr. It was his title was Associate Deputy Attorney General of the United States. He was the one that was meeting behind the scenes at secret, concealed, undisclosed meetings with the folks behind the anti-Trump dossier. That would have been Fusion GPS and the British spy, as he was called, Christopher Steele. But guess what? Investigators for the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence confirmed that Nellie Orr, wife of the demoted official Bruce Orr, worked for guess who? Fusion GPS. Her specialty, Russia.
This is, first of all, this story initially, when you had this demotion of the Associate Deputy Attorney General Orr, was huge. There was huge news that he was even meeting secretly, okay? He was not informing the DOJ that he was meeting secretly about the dossier with Christopher Steele and Simpson, who owns Fusion GPS, who is the founder of Fusion GPS. And then you add to this, folks, that the deputy at the time, Assistant Deputy Attorney General's wife, is the Russian specialist for Fusion GPS, likely was writing this dossier along with Christopher Steele. And let me take you through what probably happened here. Remember Peter Stork? This individual was on Mueller's team. He gets thrown off Mueller's team for sending anti-Trump text. He is the head of FBI counterintelligence. He was also the head of the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. So way before the special counsel, it'd be pretty easy to see someone like this Deputy Attorney General Orr getting this dossier, making it kind of official now, getting it to someone like Peter Stork, who does not like Donald Trump, and then using it as the basis for FISA warrants to then surveil those close to the President of the United States, American citizens close to the President of the United States during the campaign and the transition. I mean, that is why a special counsel must investigate the goings-on at the Department of Justice and the FBI. It's out of control of Jeff Sessions, of Rod Rosenstein. Yeah. I mean, they need help. But in getting this investigated.
But there's something else here. I made a very clear statement to NBC, and I want Logan's going to pull up this information. And my statement was based on my interview with Axios last night, that because of this conflict that we just pointed out, the Bruce Orr, wife working for Fusion GPS, he's meeting with Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele. They're the ones that author the anti-Trump dossier. That's obviously conflicts of interest. It needs to be looked at by a special counsel. By the way, I'm not the only one saying it. Lindsey Graham has said the whole 2016 fiasco needs to be looked at by a special counsel. Grassley, similar kind of statements.
So my statement was straightforward. The Department of Justice and FBI cannot ignore the multiple problems that have been created by these obvious conflicts of interest. These new revelations require the appointment of a special counsel to investigate. I specifically told the NBC reporter, this has, as I did with every reporter, has nothing to do with Bob Mueller. So we're not saying for a special counsel to investigate the special counsel. I was clear three times in my tweets, in my text rather, message with the reporter. So very clear. NBC then reports Jay Sekulow calling for a special counsel to investigate the special counsel. The complete opposite of what I said. Now, she acknowledged they got it wrong. They've corrected the story. They're going to put up a correction. But meanwhile, a reporter there tweets out. He tweets it out.
Reporter and host of a show on MSNBC.
Tweets it out incorrectly.
Puts in a new line cross. Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow confirms NBC is calling for a special counsel to investigate special counsel Mueller's team citing alleged conflicts of interest.
Fake news. Okay? False reporting.
Thousands of retweets. Thousands
how many
of quote
retweets?
Tweets. I mean, there's 3,000 retweets, 1,000 comments. Who knows how many more? That doesn't also necessarily include quote retweets, which go always celebrities
take on those.
All these
people say Sekulow crosses a new line
right.
on this.
Then you have
a
tweet that comes out that's sort of a correction, but not really. And then finally, one that he pinned to make sure it was first, so we'll give him that. Though, that's only people really who care, because at this point, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get the response, because it's not the news the MSNBC audience wants to hear. 155 people retweeted his just spoke to Jay Sekulow, who says this is about an alleged conflict regarding Fusion GPS and Bruce Orr. It's nothing
to
do.
Told his colleague at 5:57 this morning.
He stresses that was and remains his original point.
Because that's not even exciting, that tweet. And
no.
The first tweet is like giant would be giant news. And also kind of weird because at this point, I mean, Dad, not to confuse our viewers more, but instead of, you wouldn't call for a special counsel to investigate the special counsel.
You would say
the special counsel should be dismantled. If you felt that way. Not that the special counsel should be investigated.
You know, we've been in full cooperation mode. We know that.
Let's have more investigations to investigate.
It doesn't even make sense. And I was as clear as you could be. I could read you I did this morning to our, this afternoon, to our team as we put this together.
You should today. Read that exact statement that you sent to the reporters.
So here's the exact statement that was sent to a reporter. The Department of Justice and the FBI cannot ignore, it was very clear here, the multiple problems that have been created by these obvious conflicts. These new revelations require the appointment of a special counsel to investigate Jay Sekulow, member of President Trump's legal team. So very straightforward, very direct. I get a request this morning from an NBC reporter, Kristen Walker. She said, and this comes in, by the way, at 5:54 a.m., Jay, can you please send me the quote you gave to Axios? That's the people that got it right this morning. About needing a special counsel to investigate Mueller. My response, it was not about special counsel investigating Mueller. It was regarding a special counsel to investigate the conflicts within the Department of Justice and the FBI regarding Fusion GPS. The Department of Justice official Bruce Orr, who was demoted while he was in contact with Fusion, where we now learn his wife works. Can you send me your statement ASAP? We may want to try to get it on the Today Show. Now, folks, I'm reading exactly what happened. Sure, but please understand, none of this is aimed at Mueller. Then they have my quote, the Department of Justice and the conflicts. Okay, so it's aimed at justice. The Axios article is correct. Yes. Then at 8:06, this is my tweet to her, my text. Your reporter, Ari Melber, is saying I want a special counsel to investigate Bob Mueller. I told you that was not the case at all. Will you get him to correct it? And then she goes on, yes, in fact, I stressed that in my notes. Stand by. It's being updated now. Sorry it happened. My note was clear. Very sorry. I said I needed him to tweet out his correction. I actually then spoke to him, and then she said, I've been on air. I was told he did. I'm checking now. I triple stressed the point in my report. Here's the problem. 3,000 people get the original incorrect tweet, and 120
and that's all
get
that retweeted. That doesn't mean people who read it. I mean, he has 260,000 people following him.
You're
not
totally
a, not a
fake
nothing
news.
Name over at MSNBC.
Totally
so
false news.
If you want to have fun, at Ari Melber, A-R-I-M-E-L-B-E-R.
Get him. Yeah. Don't give him the attention.
Well, don't follow him.
Yeah. No, I don't. You know what? He reported as kind of, but he didn't pull it off. MSNBC did correct their online report, which had it incorrect first. On air they said it. Do we have that? We're going to get that bite.
This is the problem, though, is that he didn't delete that tweet because it got 3,000 retweets, and he didn't want to delete a tweet that got that many retweets. That's the problem with the fake news, is that a real retraction is pretty easy on Twitter. You just delete it. And then it's no longer there, and you can do an explanatory tweet. My previous tweets were wrong. I don't even want that out there because it's wrong. And instead, what do they do? Just like the newspapers, They put it in, you know, very small, kind of confusing. Even though he pinned it, it's confusing what he wrote.
Confusing, and if you look at it, most of his tweets get about 100 retweets because MSNBC.
So
you're talking about probably his most popular tweet
was a completely false story. And this is what, just so you understand, this is what you're dealing with.
Beginning of the month. The president deals with on a daily basis.
The president does deal with this on a daily, like on an hourly basis. Yeah. But anyways, all right, we're here to take your calls and comments on this story, the correct one, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and grab a call. Logan?
All right, 1-800-684-3110. As you said, Mike in North Carolina on line three, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for what you do. I have a quick question, yep. And I'm going to hang up.
All right.
You guys file these FOIA requests. That means they already have all this information. Why can't they get off their tails and do what they got to do to begin with?
Yeah,
we
you're asking
all these requests.
Yeah, so this was not part of a FOIA request. This came out through Fox News. Our friend James Rosen broke this story yesterday. There was a situation with Bruce Orr privately meeting with no disclosure to officials at Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, who wrote the dossier.
Took action on that.
And they took action on that by demoting him, which I don't know if that was enough.
And publicizing what he had done.
But what came out afterwards was that his wife is on staff with Fusion GPS and happens to be an expert in all things of Russia.
And she was on staff last year, right during the time that the dossier was being written. And it's thought that, of course, and it would make sense, that this is how this assistant at the time, assistant deputy U.S. Attorney General, was connected to how he got the connection to Glenn Simpson and Christopher Steele at Fusion GPS through his wife, who was, again, likely working on the dossier itself.
Yeah, so this, like I said, it raises a whole host of issues. All right, folks, we're going to take your calls on all this. We're going to be joined by Andy Economo, our senior counsel, who was a former U.S. attorney. We're going to talk about conflicts of interest in these investigations, what it means, and we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We've got a couple of lines open, 800-684-3110. Let me do say this. We have a matching challenge that's going on for the month of December. This happens to be the biggest month of the year. And in celebration of the fake news and the fact that I was doing this, it was 5:57 this morning, or 5:54 this morning, your support of the ACLJ makes a big difference, because whether it's fighting around the globe or, again, as we heard yesterday, Orange County District Attorney getting an order to close down the fetal body part resellers, big decision there. We've got an email out on that right now. But your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. We're in a matching challenge campaign, which means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. And I think on today of all days, in celebration of that, the fake news day, that support the work of the ACLJ, ACLJ.org.
All right, give us a call also, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back. Have a good one.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-973-7425. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
My statement was clear. The Department of Justice and FBI cannot ignore the multiple problems that have been created by these obvious conflicts of interest. These new revelations require the appointment of a special counsel to investigate. It's what I said. It regards the a senior Justice Department official, Bruce Orr, who was the Associate Deputy Attorney General, fourth in line, who was demoted last week for concealing his meetings with the men behind the anti-Trump dossier, including Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele. And then we find out now that Bruce Orr's wife worked for guess who? Fusion GPS, and she happens to be an expert in?
Russia.
All right, Andy Economo is a senior counsel with the ACLJ and former assistant U.S. attorney and acting U.S. attorney, and I want to get this very clear here, Andy. We have asserted that without any question this is a conflict of interest. By the way, we want your reaction to all of this news. The fake news reports, what this means, 1-800-684-3110. But this is a clear conflict of interest, and you don't have to be an expert to figure this out.
No, all you have to do is to be able to read. And if you can read, you can pull the Code of Federal Regulations up, 5 CFR section 2635.501 through 503. And every Justice Department employee, especially a person who is Associate Deputy Attorney General, ought to know the Code of Federal Regulations and what rules and regulations apply to conflicts of interest. And you read where it says an employee knowing that a particular matter involves specific parties, which is likely to have a direct and predictable effect on the financial interest of a member of his household, or knows that a person with whom he has a covered relationship is or represents a party to this matter, and where the employee determines the circumstances would cause a reasonable person with knowledge of the facts to question his impartiality, should not participate in the matter. That means disqualification is accomplished by not participating in the matter.
But this is not just on anything. This is
just participate. Yes. I would like to say, I mean, participate would be like if he was on the team passing papers through.
Yeah, well, he's not.
He literally was having secret meetings that he would not tell the DOJ about. Because he went past participating. He covered up. He secretly participated. Secret meetings with his wife's boss. Okay, Glenn Simpson, who was founded Fusion GPS, and the guy who is credited with writing the dossier himself, Christopher Steele, and his wife is the Russia expert. And he didn't disclose that to the Department of Justice. This is the swamp that we are talking about in D.C. Right. Is disgusting. It is a disgusting, I mean, when you say the word swamp, it's a real disgusting swamp when you see how these people live and operate.
Well, Andy, let me take it a step forward. But this may well have been the basis upon which FISA warrants were obtained. So this raises a whole...
This is very scary, Jay. If this is the basis upon which FISA warrants were obtained, then somebody lied to the court. Somebody misled the court. Somebody failed to disclose relevant information to a judge. And that judge issued a warrant based on information that was either false or that had been obtained in a false fashion or had been covered up. And that's where the real corruption takes place, because a judge relies on the representations that are being made by the person who presents the data and the facts for a FISA warrant.
I want you to listen to what Brett Baer asked our friend James Rosen. And Brett Baer's been too, but James Rosen, the reporter. Take a listen to this, number five.
How is it that the top of this investigation, the people in the Department of Justice, could not have known that there was any of these ties for so long?
Yeah, that's what they've told us, and if that's the case, it wouldn't speak well for them. But it almost defies belief that Bruce Orr, as he was meeting with the principals behind Fusion GPS, wasn't creating some kind of paper trail to alert folks to what he was up to.
Yeah, and then we've got, let's not forget, Peter Strzok, removed from the special counsel's team, was the head of counterintelligence for the FBI. They bring him over for the special counsel's team on Russia. He gets removed from that back in August. We just found out about it, but he gets removed back in August because he was sending thousands of anti-Trump tweets to another attorney who was also removed from the special counsel's team. So think about this. I just want to lay this out for you because I don't think this is a conspiracy theory. I think this is exactly how things went down. So you've got Orr. Orr's got the relationship directly with Fusion GPS. He is an associate deputy attorney general. He's, you know, this is number four kind of position in the Department of
That's
Justice.
Big.
Okay. His office would be next to Rod Rosenstein's,
right,
as of until he got demoted. And so he gets the info on the dossier. He makes it into like a DOJ document. You know, he officializes it, if you will, because he says, okay, this is a real report we're taking in as fact. He then gives it over to someone like Peter Strzok. Peter Strzok from the FBI counterintelligence, way before he joins the special counsel's team, can then take this information, pass it back up the chain of the Department of Justice from Orr and say, this is a great basis to go into the FISA court and get warrants to wiretap American citizens.
Yes. So all of it from an illegitimate source, Andy, at the outset.
And by the way, they,
that's right,
all with the documented, starting with Strzok, the anti-Trump bias. We know, yep, he has it.
Jay, I want to know that what is amazing to me is that, you know, Jordan alluded to the swamp. This is a swamp that's in the Justice Department, and yep, this should not be the case. When I worked in the Justice Department under Attorney General Griffin Bell, who was one of the finest attorney generals we have ever had, and a Mercer Law School graduate, I might say,
yep,
there would not have been a demotion of this person. He would have been cleared out of the Justice Department.
Now, they don't do that anymore.
Why isn't that done anymore? Well, I'd like to know.
That's why I think you got to have a special counsel investigate this. But listen to what Representative Jim Jordan said about it.
I think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, did all the interviews, Peter Strzok, the guy who was running the Russian investigation at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Mr. Super Agent at the FBI, I think he's the guy who took the application to the FISA court. And if that happened, I mean, think if this happened, if you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up and turning it into an intelligence document and taking it to the FISA court so they could spy on the other campaign, if that happened, that is as wrong as it gets.
So here's what you've got. An entire situation based on a false narrative. And then you have it complicated today because they sure don't want to be talking about this. So they take a statement that we make, which was crystal clear, and they acknowledge it was crystal clear. And I believe not only get it wrong, but the reporter's telling me that she was crystal clear with her colleagues that they knew that this was not anything to do with Bob Mueller's. It's completely separate from that. And here's what she said on air.
Here's what Sekulow had to say. He says the Department of Justice and FBI cannot ignore the multiple problems that have been created by these obvious conflicts of interest. These new revelations require the appointment of a special counsel to investigate. Now, Hallie, I want to emphasize this other point that Sekulow is making. This is not about Bob Mueller. According to Sekulow, he says this is about an alleged conflict related to Fusion GPS and Bruce Orr. It has nothing to do with Bob Mueller or Mueller's team. So important to keep that in mind.
Yeah. Meanwhile, her colleague has already have it up on 3,200 retweets, whatever the number is, Logan, now.
Right.
And their correction gets 140, or maybe not even.
If that, yeah.
If that. This is what it is, folks. We're going to expose it. I want your reaction to all of this news. How do you react to this, and do you think it's an attack on our democracy? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
And it also feels an attack on you and the president and his legal team,
sure,
because his most retweeted tweet is the lie.
Right.
About you. That's what the liberal activist sees on and then makes it into all the liberal blogs. And it becomes this whole issue of, can you believe they would want a special counsel to investigate Bob Mueller and blah, 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 blah. And then it spins out of control because, yep, how many of them miss the third or fourth tweet up from
everybody.
That? It's only got 100 retweets.
Nobody gets that.
Yeah, everybody misses that. It's just right, like a retraction in a newspaper that appears the next day.
We did that with the Deutsche Bank. It was on the bottom of the articles. All right, we're going to talk. Is this an attack on our democracy? And what are your comments on that? 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines open. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org. We'll be here for another 30 minutes. Go to ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So a senior department official named Bruce Orr gets demoted last week because he concealed his meetings with the men behind the anti-President Trump dossier, Fusion GPS, and Christopher Steele. That's bad enough, so they demote him. Then we find out from our friend last night, James Rosen at Fox News, that, by the way, Bruce Orr, Associate Deputy Attorney General, which, Annie, that is the number?
Number four in the Justice Department.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a high-ranking position. His wife happens to be an employee of the group that did the dossier, that commissioned it, Fusion GPS. And her expertise happens to be, of all places, Russia. So I said, when all this became news, I was asked by a reporter, what's your reaction to all of this? I said, look, this is when you need a special counsel. So here's what you say. The Department of Justice and FBI cannot ignore the multiple problems that have been created by these obvious conflicts of interest. These new revelations require the appointment of a special counsel to investigate, said Jay Sekulow, member of the president's legal team. That should have been it. Very clear. Was to all the other reporters, but not NBC. NBC instead says, Jay Sekulow is calling for a special counsel to investigate the special counsel, which I, in the first 30 minutes, read you my entire text back and forth with the reporter where I said exactly the opposite. Then they tweet out the incorrect statement. And Logan, tell everybody how many that got.
Or what, thousands. Almost up to 4,000, I'd say.
Okay, 4,000. So it's grown since we've been on the air.
In the 3,000. I have to pull the exact number.
Okay.
3,000 to 4,000.
So then I call the reporter back and said, you know, I told you this has nothing to do with Bob Mueller. This is a separate thing. This is the whole Fusion GPS with the FISA warrants based on the Steele dossier. And what do I get instead? Oh, I get a correction. Barely. That's had 122 retweets. So put that on top of last week's Deutsche Bank subpoena didn't exist. Put that on top of CNN reporting, what? That Donald Trump Jr. received a email alert from some individual nobody ever heard of on September 4th, 10 days before, 12 days before, or 14 days, whatever it was, before WikiLeaks released the DNC documents they had. Oops, mistake. He got that after the DNC's documents were already released by WikiLeaks. Put that on top of Brian Ross, whose statement was the president during candidate Donald Trump had Mike Flynn make these calls to the Russians. Oops, I meant he was the president-elect of the United States, which, of course, is governed by the Transition Act. But what gets retweeted in the world we live in is the fake stories. I think it's an attack. You know, they say it wasn't intentional. You know what I really troubles me about this, everybody, and it really does trouble me about this. I was so clear on three separate occasions within 15 minutes, of what this was about and what it was not about. And then it doesn't get translated that way, and it takes him 2 hours to get a correction up, and it's not even a correction. He just says Jay Sekulow called and said this was what it was really about, but he didn't pull his other tweet. That is bad journalism. And then you ask me to go on his program to discuss it? No. Pull the tweet is what you should have done. But this is the world we live in. So I'm just telling you, you want to see what's going on? We're giving you what's going on. And, Andy, this conflict is deep and troubling.
It is deep and troubling, and it's contrary very much to the conflict of interest rules that are set forth in the Code of Federal Regulations. Jay, I read those earlier, and anybody who's an employee of the Justice Department needs to know where you've got conflicts of interest like this, you are disqualified from participating. And I would not have demoted this person. I would have terminated this person. A demotion is a slap on the wrist. This person participated in something that he knew he should not have had any part, and he did it clandestinely.
But, you know, this is where you wonder if the media's in cahoots with him, because this guy's had 5,000 likes, 31 retweets, and 1,000 comments on a story that was false. And Logan says most of his tweets get 100 retweets.
Yeah, if you look at it, yeah, most of them. Occasionally, every few weeks, I'll have one that is a little more controversial, but most of them are 100.
High-profile people retweeted this to get him to those numbers, including probably his more high-profile colleagues at the network. Yeah, liberal celebrities. And do you think they were going to retweet the retraction that says that's not true?
No, we can get that congressman that always makes the nasty comments. What's his name? Ted Lieu?
Yeah.
He had to pull his comment the other day. Why don't you pull this one, Ted? Congressman.
What do you have to pull the other day?
He had to pull. Oh, he posted the one about Donald Trump Jr. getting the. Getting the.
Ted Lieu wrong.
Heads up from WikiLeaks, was none of which was true.
Yeah.
Because he quoted CNN. He pulled that one down. What are you going to say about this one?
Can't even quote those networks anymore.
No. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110.
Not
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
All right, so I've given you I read you in the first 30 minutes exactly what I told the reporter this morning. You saw how they got it wrong. Now, NBC goes on air. Is this in two bites, Will, or is it one?
Yes, it is in two bites.
So it's two bites. So here's their first, remember, the line was that the Department of Justice and FBI have conflicts of interest now that are so significant, a special counsel needs to be put in place on this whole Fusion GPS. The lawyer's wife working for Fusion GPS, she's an expert in Russia. He meets with them off books. Nobody knows that he's meeting with them while he's the associate deputy attorney general, number four position. And that may well have led to FISA warrants. So you put all of that together and it creates quite an issue. So I specifically said to the reporters, it has nothing to do with, nothing to do with Bob Mueller whatsoever. Got it, is what the reporter from NBC said. Then her colleague mistweets it. Or intentionally did it, whatever. I don't even know, because she told me she said it in her memo three times. And here's what the on-air, listen to the first one. This first on-air from NBC at 8 o'clock this morning.
Coming up, investigating the investigators. There's a new Axios report this morning. It's like you can't make this up. President Trump's lawyer, he wants a special counsel to investigate the special counsel, Robert Mueller.
Yeah, okay, Stephanie Ruhle. Except Axios, it had nothing to do with that. Axios said exactly the opposite. They said it's not involving Bob Mueller. They're cooperating with Bob Mueller. That it has to do with what? Fusion GPS. You can't make
this
up.
She had to make it up.
Well, she did make it up. No, she did make it up. Now I want to play her.
When it sounds like you can't make something up, you better really check that you're right before you say it. Because if you say that before you say it, like you can't make this stuff up. I've said that before on TV. When I know that what I'm about to say is correct, that it's that shocking. But you better make sure that you're correct in what you're about to say when you use a phrase like, I can't make this up. I mean, like, I can't make up that Peter Orr's wife is working at Fusion GPS, that a associate deputy attorney general's wife was working at Fusion GPS, and he was clandestinely meeting with Glenn Simpson, who founded Fusion GPS, and the guy who wrote the Trump dossier. That is something I could not make up. Even when he got demoted from meeting with them, I was not thinking, I wonder if he's got a family connection. Oh, his wife, his most important, closest family connection is the one that connected him to Glenn. I mean, who couldn't make
there,
that up?
An expert Russian. And then, so she couldn't said, you can't make this stuff up, the reporter said. Breaking news, Sekulow says, investigate the investigators, which was, of course, incorrect. Then when they come back on here, here's what they say.
Welcome back. I'm Stephanie Ruhle. Today, President Trump's legal team is rolling out a tough new strategy. A lawyer for his team, Jay Sekulow, confirms to NBC that they want a second independent counsel, this time to investigate the Justice Department. For more, NBC's Kristen Welker is at the White House. All right. What's the rationale here?
Well, Steph, I've been speaking to members of the president's legal team. Bottom line, they feel there have been conflicts of interest. I want to be very clear about this, though. What the president's legal team is calling for is an investigation into the DOJ, the FBI, not the special counsel.
Okay, so now I want to play for you what she said going into the break. You heard what Kristen Welker did to straighten it out. This is what the reporter, the host said, though, before we went to that break. You need to hear this, folks, for yourself.
Coming up, investigating the investigators. There's a new Axios report this morning. It's like you can't make this up. President Trump's lawyer, he wants a special counsel to investigate the special counsel, Robert Mueller.
Except you just made it up. And then you acknowledge you made it up coming back from the break. And by the way, well, I'm not the only person saying this. Lindsey Graham, Chuck Grassley. And he said, you look at the conflict section, they should never have gotten away with this in the first place, period.
No, they should not. I mean, when an employee knows that something he is doing is likely to have a direct and predictable effect on the financial interests of a member of a household or a covered relationship, then you go to your superior and you say, I need to be disqualified from being involved in that particular matter, and you need to give me another assignment, and disqualification means
I'm out. You know what he does? He doesn't tell him he went and had the meeting.
Yeah, I mean, he was keeping this from the DOJ, but using his influence at the DOJ, likely to pass this along with inside the agency. I mean, we say likely because that's why we believe a special counsel is necessary. We need to find out what did Orr do with this secret meetings and with the dossier. Did he pass it along to Peter Strzok? Did Peter Strzok, like Congressman Jordan said, take it to the FISA court to get the warrants to wiretap Americans?
This is what I want you to understand, though. We've got those stories, then you got the fake news today, which creates news when news does not exist. I mean, this guy got... Yeah, go ahead, Logan.
It's happening right now, actually. One of CNN's reporters, who's never been a fan of ours, just put, in case you're wondering why Jay Sekulow is flip-flopping, it's because of, and he goes this whole thing that there's war, and that the other lawyers are mad at you.
What are they talking about?
Yeah, I mean, this is legit what it is. I'll send you guys a text. You can say this. And this now, this has another 100,000 or so followers, so that will continue this story.
He is
retweeting
news.
The fake retraction.
Right.
That isn't really a retraction saying, oh, he's flip-flopping on this. Because the guy didn't make it clear that originally this is what you said. And they totally blew it out of proportion, totally said something else. What they've actually done is said, I just talked to him on the phone.
Yeah, right. Which is, yes, because he didn't want to. But you know what, though? This is great that we've got our airways and we can set the record straight. But you know what? It's nonsense. And that's what we're dealing with. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yep. Let's go to the phones. A lot of people to hold a while. Yeah. Let's go to Joyce in Connecticut. I'll give it to you after the call. Joyce, Connecticut.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air, Joyce.
Hi. I am from a family of police officers, four family members, direct family members of police officers. And I just feel like this is such an attack on our democracy that my family would never have been allowed to have things like this, connections like this, just in law enforcement, period.
Well, look, Andy told you before, and he's absolutely right, the conflict of interest rules on this are so clear. I mean, you read them. It's not complicated. We pulled them this morning. So, but this guy wasn't even telling anybody he was doing it, let alone that his wife was the worked for Fusion GPS, who created the fake dossier, which may well have led to FISA warrants. But the rules are crystal clear, Andy. There's no question. This is not something you have to really think through if there's a problem.
There is not any question whatsoever. It says consideration of appearances by an employee, notification, disqualification. All you got to do is read three little paragraphs and you know that you don't participate and do the things that you do. But what I continue to repeat is there is no reason Orr should have been demoted or should have been fired for having done this, period. There is no reason for him to continue to be an employee of the Justice Department whatsoever, in my opinion.
So I'm looking at this reporter that they just gave me the tweet, and this is, was this at 9:55 this morning? They knew this was fake already because NBC pulled its report. So what they're doing is that there is a, and then it says Ty Cobb is livid at Jay Sekulow right now. They are making this stuff up. Folks, this is, This is why I think I am going to go on Sean Hannity's broadcast tonight to talk about this, because this is utter nonsense, completely made up news. Why? Because it's not going the way they want, and we're catching them red-handed with their unbelievable conflicts of interest that are going on inside this Department of Justice and FBI. I will say unbelievable ones. Let's take another call.
All right, continuing on, let's go to Duke in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on the air.
Hi, Duke.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Good.
Forget attack on democracy. This is clear as day an attempted coup. They are trying to oust our president because he's doing what he said he would do, and he's trying to drain this swamp. There's way too many evil people in Washington that need to be freaking swatted down. This is ridiculous. I'm astounded that it's never been exposed before.
Well, here's how it gets exposed. It gets exposed in this case because James Rosen did really good reporting. But what's unbelievable is that this guy's wife worked for Fusion GPS, who authored the dossier with Chris Steele. He met with them, and he was the Associate Deputy Attorney General of the United States. Did it in secret.
Because he knew it would be violating the conflict rules, and obviously he would never, because those conflict rules, would never be allowed to be a part of this if this actually came across his desk in any official way. So he did it unofficially, which means probably illegally. It's certainly in violation of the department regulations, and met with these officials. I agree with Andy. I mean, at a minimum, he should lose his job. At a maximum, he should be investigated by a special counsel to determine if there was any criminal wrongdoing between him and his wife and Fusion GPS and that whole circle and the FBI all working together to, as the caller said, an attempted coup of the President of the United States by the deep state bureaucracy.
Yeah, I mean, this is I was texting a friend of mine and said, we have caught the media, though, in a completely fake report.
Every
completely
day every day they lie.
Every day there's an incorrect report. This one happens to involve us and our legal counsel. So you know what? We're going to call it out. That's what we did. Say whatever you want to say. You can tweet it 3,000 times. I'm going to tweet one out, too, I think. We're going to come up with a good tweet during our maybe our break. We'll come up with a tweet or after the radio broadcast, because this is nonsense. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign. We're going to be joined by Harry Hutchison coming in from the break, I think, as well. So we'll take some calls also. And again, we are in a matching challenge campaign. So any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. Jordan will tell you more about that.
Yeah, go to ACLJ.org. Right on the homepage, you'll see that matching challenge button to donate. And if you're able to donate now, we're preparing for the next year, obviously. We're preparing for the new year. And as we move into those preparations, we need to know the budget that we'll have to prepare. So it's very important now, and your donation is doubled. So whatever you can donate to the ACLJ, $20 becomes $40. $50 becomes $100. $100 would become $200 to the American Center for Law and Justice. Donate online right now at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
I'm very excited because today I'm doing two interviews, one with Fox Business, one with One America's News, on this topic of conflicts within the Department of Justice and the FBI, and our call today for a special counsel to be appointed to investigate the DOJ and FBI. Let me make clear, not a special counsel to investigate a special counsel. I think if it got to that point, you'd say the special counsel should be disbanded, not the special counsel needs to be appointed to investigate that, to continue that process longer. But what we also know is that there are individuals from the special counsel's team that have been removed from that team and put back into the FBI, like Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page, who was a DOJ attorney, back into the DOJ. So they're now outside the special counsel's team. Certainly they could fall within an investigation like this because they are now outside of that and back into Maine Justice and Maine FBI. But what we're really focused on is this Orr figure, Peter Orr, who is, not Peter Orr. I'm getting too many Peters in my name. Bruce Orr, who is the Associate Deputy Attorney General. He was, until it was found out that he was secretly meeting with Glenn Simpson, who founded Fusion GPS, and Christopher Steele, who is the special agent, secret agent, who wrote the Trump dossier. He was secretly meeting with them. Okay, that was bad enough, so he gets demoted. Still keeps a job at DOJ, by the way. It just doesn't get to keep that title of Associate Deputy Attorney General. But guess what? It gets so much better. His wife works for Fusion GPS and is a Russian expert, and she was working there last year during the election. I mean, folks, to call it absurd is just not a strong enough word. To call it a conflict, Andy, is just basic based off the conflict. And we're bringing in Harry Hutchinson as well. I mean, Harry, we have talked about the idea here, whether it is the fake news reporting immediate, whether it is the conflicts, whether there's a special counsel needed. I mean, there's obviously someone has got to go in, and it can't be Rod Rosenstein. It can't be Jeff Sessions. It's got to be someone else from the outside who goes and figures out was what Peter Orr was doing illegal, having secret meetings with partisan actors and not disclosing potentially what his wife was setting up those meetings.
Drafting the report for all we know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
And passing along information to people like Strzok. I mean, we just don't know. That's why you can't do that. I don't want an inspector general doing this that takes a year to do a report. We need a special counsel who has prosecutorial power.
Absolutely. So if you look at all of the evidence, it suggests a number of things. First, that the aroma of corruption is mounting. Number two, that Justice Department individuals were involved in perverting the course of justice. Thirdly, it's very possible that a FISA warrant was procured corruptly. All of this suggests a clear and unmistakable need for a special counsel to investigate the swamp. In essence, what we have is clear evidence of a shadow government coup that commenced in July or June of 2016, bore some fruit in October of 2016 with the issuance of a FISA warrant aimed at the Trump towers and at the Trump campaign. So I think we need a special counsel, and we clearly need to see Bruce Orr removed from the Justice Department, and perhaps he should be disbarred as well.
All right.
Strong. Yeah, very strong. Let's take some calls.
All right. Some of these obviously involve different topics, but yep, we'll take them. Robert, that was on the hold for the longest in Connecticut. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Robert, you're on the air.
Hi. Here's my question. Congressman Jordan asked the head of the FBI last week whether Strzok was involved in either the administration, the creation, or the delivery of the FISA warrant that was tied in with GPS and all that. And the head of the FBI refused to answer that question or anything related to the FISA warrant. Now, the President of the United States is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, and he's the boss of the FBI and the Department of Justice. Here's my question. Why can't the President of the United States simply demand an immediate answer whether Strzok was involved in the administration, creation, or delivery of that warrant, and deliver that information, if he wishes, to Jordan, his committee, or even if he wishes to make it public to someone like Kennedy?
I mean, it's not to say that the president couldn't, but at that point, you would have had to admit that you have totally lost faith as president in the executive branch leaders that you've put in place. Now, maybe the president's gotten close to that. I don't want to speak for him, and I don't know that. But what you have to believe as the commander-in-chief is that if you start doing this on an individual basis, you no longer can rely on your executive branch. It should be your Department of Justice and your attorney general and his deputies that gets this information correctly to Congress. And by the way, if they have a special counsel or they are investigating these matters, it may not be appropriate for Congress yet, not in a public setting anyways. If you actually go back and listen, I know it was frustrating to hear the FBI director, Christopher Wray, and I'm not sure if he is a deep state actor or not now that I'm hearing him. But what he did say was that, you know, I can't discuss this publicly. We don't know if that behind when they are behind closed doors, if he is giving that information to Congress. So that's point one.
It could be, right.
Point two, so it could very well be that he's providing Congress information. Point two, if our commander-in-chief has got to start individually doing this for each issue of government bad behavior, I think we're setting a precedent that means that the commander-in-chief can have, like, his executive branches is incapable, and certainly there are some people that have been, and maybe it is the Department of Justice. We thought it was the IRS that was pretty bad, right?
Right.
But it seems like the Department of Justice and the FBI are even worse.
I think, no one gets a pass right now because this whole thing is a fraud on the American people. That's what I'm concerned with, Andy, at the end of the day here. This has been a fraud on the American people.
Well, it is a fraud on the American people, and I am somewhat disappointed in the Attorney General of the United States, who did not really take this as he should, because this is his own department. He hasn't recused himself from an investigation of corruption by Orr and Steele and these other people. He needs to do something about this. As Jordan said, this shouldn't be the president. And this caller, I think, was very measured in what they said. Right. It shouldn't be the president who has to make that demand. Right. It should be the attorney general who says, I want to know what's going on in the Department of Justice.
And we haven't heard that. I think are fairly disappointed in the current attorney general.
Yes. All right. Last call of the day. Pat's calling in Florida on line four. You're on the air.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Jay. Guys, great show.
Thanks.
Great job, too. Real quickly, I know we're out of time. As long as the First Amendment is going to be abused like this without any consequences, what can be done? I mean, you're personally involved. The fake news is just going to continue.
Well, you got to beat them back, and that's what we did today. I mean, we took the hour of the program to show you that was something on the news that was breaking all over the country that was absolutely false. They knew it was false. They went and put it anyways, and then they quasi-retract, as Logan calls it. They pin a correction. Meanwhile, it's been tweeted, 4,000 times. But the fact of the matter is, you know what's good about this? Just chalk up another one that the media got wrong.
And also, don't give them ratings. It's the reason why Fox News beats them across every single demographic on cable news is because they don't do this. They didn't do this to President Obama, and they don't do it to President Trump. They make sure their information is correct. I mean, they break the news about Orr. They break the news about Orr's wife. That is not news that you would break lightly. And of course, you don't see any corrections there, retractions there. No, it is constantly the major networks.
Yep.
And it's the Brian Rosses of the world and the NBC Newses of the world. Don't give them the ratings. They don't deserve it.
I mean, I played you that bite before breaking news. Sekulow said this coming back. Well, he didn't say that. And then she said, but going into the break, you can't make this up. Let me tell you what I can't make up. You cannot make up the facts as we are disclosing them and uncovering them. Can't make it up. All right, folks, that does it for the broadcast today. Don't forget the matching challenge, ACLJ.org.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online.